Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Hey. Let's get it on.
The Wendy's Big Show.
Come on, showtime, baby.
Play some ball.
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Pro Football Hall of Famer Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Wendy's Big Show, Toby Altizer, alongside Adam Roberts, and joining us now in the second hour, Pro Football Hall of Famer Leroy Butler. We're live here from the Lakeland University studios.
Oh, we're live.
Lakeland University is now offering co-op credit for work experience. Learn your way at lakeland.edu. We're live until you use some crazy language. I got to hit that dump button, Leroy.
So. No, that's Gary. Gary's down in Georgia. I think they'll let you hit the dump button from you. Once, I think.
Had to hit it for me once, Leroy, and it wasn't for anything I said. I was playing something off the computer, and
Yeah, you young guys love the computer, man. Y'all better stop. You better wait till your wives are asleep to do that stuff, man. Oh, you ain't got no girl. My bad.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? So, I want to talk about this Packers offensive line.
Okay.
What are your expectations for this offensive line without Bakhtiari and Jenkins? Because I don't think either of those guys are suiting up week one. I mean, I don't know, at this point with Bakhtiari, I don't know when to expect him back, but I want that dude to be 100% before I throw him back out on the field.
Thanks.
So, yeah. I don't know when we're getting him back. I don't know when Jenkins is getting back on the field.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is what they got. This is what they're going to roll with. They're going to start on Friday against the Niners in the preseason game to get some of those in-game reps and everything. But what's your expectations for this O-line without those guys? Because I think it's going to get a little dicey at times, and you don't want Aaron Rodgers getting hit back there. Not at his age.
Well, Jordan Love.
Well, and I'm just saying, like, in the regular season, but right. Yeah, you're right. During the preseason, you know, Jordan Love, too.
Well, since you fast-tracked it, you definitely don't want Aaron Rodgers to get hurt.
No.
Because, I mean, and you got to understand, too, the thinking of what Stinovich, the offensive line coach, now coordinator, is still probably thinking, but the new offensive line coach has to have a different philosophy and a different voice. But ultimately, Matt LaFleur is going to pick his best five. The coaches recommend, coaches, head coaches sign off on it.
Mm-hmm.
And once you sign off on it, okay, this is our best five. Because you can't help everybody. You can't help, you know, Nash, but then you got to help, you know, Newman. And next thing you know, you got all this help on the outside, but you're getting pressure in the middle. Now, the middle, it should be okay. But you just don't know. Because every time a different offensive lineman in there, it's like synchronized swimming or like one of those river dance type things where everybody got to be the same. Or if you ever been to Vegas and you see the girls kick their legs up and they got their arm, if one or two girls off, it's gonna look bad.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody got to step to the left, everybody got to step to the right. You got to make it all look the same. So when play action happens, there's your big play. But if one guy pops up like he's pass blocking when he should be stepping, they're going to get that right. That's what preseason is for. But the good thing about it is you're playing a team on Friday or tomorrow that you're very familiar with their system. So that's good for these guys. They've all pretty much, for the most part, has had some kind of kind of understanding what Shanahan wants to do. Now, I will say this. After the San Francisco game, it was some reports that Josh Nyman thought he should have played.
Well, and I think he should have played too.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing about it, though. I'm going to keep it 100 on this one. I think sometimes fans and media, I'm going to put you in there. You're the media now.
All right.
Just
all right.
Role play, because you're all really right. Not. Because you're way smarter than that. But just play along for a minute.
All right.
When something bad happens, they always say the next guy should be doing it. As if the starting pitcher, if he goes five innings, okay? If he goes five innings, all zeros on the board. But you leave him out there for the sixth inning and gives up a home run. You should have pulled him. Oh, my goodness. You should have pulled him. And let the other, okay, fine. Say he goes, you know, say he's in the ninth inning and he got no hitter going. Do you leave him out there or do you pull him? So it's always the second guess guy is always going to be the correct answer.
Mm-hmm.
So they give up five sacks. Oh, you should have played somebody else. Had he been out, they still probably gave up five sacks.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much of a difference it makes. But the reason they question it, Leroy, is obviously you got something that's been rolling all year. Mm-hmm. Whether you think Nijman was suitable at left tackle or not, I mean, he'd been all right, but that's what they've been going with. Yeah. And then they switch it up for the playoff game. I think that's where the question marks, but you're dead on about that, too. Like, something goes bad, and to your example about pitching, you take him out, and then the reliever comes in and gives up three runs in the sixth. What are you doing? Why'd you pull him?
So that's what I'm saying. So we just want, as fans, we just want it to work.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't think we should, if he had played, can I give you another example, please? It's burning up.
Yeah.
Like, people come up to me and say, you should have played Carter in the playoffs with the Bucks. You should have put Carter out there. Listen. What difference is it going to make if a guy hadn't played all year, try something different? That's why sometimes fans, it's a head scratcher. They just want success. How you get the success doesn't really matter.
And to look on the other side, Leroy, how many times has a coach made a wrong decision and it worked out all right?
Yep.
And look, genius. And the players are in the locker room like, I don't think he should have done that. I just made up for it,
got away with one.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly right. So it goes both ways, but ultimately, and that's the beauty of sports too, it's results-oriented. Results-oriented. We can play all this stuff on paper all day, Leroy, but it ultimately comes down to what they're doing on the field, and sometimes those decisions work out, sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
And I think Matt LaFleur is going to learn from, and this has been a thing that's been frustrating a little bit with LaFleur throughout his tenure, is it seems like he's got to be there first to learn, you know, as opposed to maybe being a little proactive. But at this point now, he's pretty much seen what you're going to see in a playoffs. He's seen different things. He's seen the Niners. He's been the top seed. He's done all these different things.
He's done everything.
So he needs to really take that next step, too, alongside Aaron Rodgers, get to that Super Bowl and find what it needs to be, whether it's cohesiveness on that offensive line, whether it's switching things up in the postseason. And there was one thing, too, and I don't know if you heard this. Robert Tonyan was on a podcast with, I think it's Taylor Lewan does it with Will Compton, Bussin' with the Boys. You heard of it?
Mm-mm.
He was on there because they were up in Green Bay hanging out. I think Rodgers dropped on, and so did Matt LaFleur. And we can maybe grab this cut. But Tonyan said the difference for the Packers and why they've lost the last couple years is they're a 13-win football team, but they didn't, at the end of the year, they started doubting themselves. And we're like, we're 13 wins with this, that. And then they end up going in with less confidence, even though their record and everything proves that they're one of the best teams in the NFL.
Mm.
And so I wonder if some of that and going into this season realizing if we go in with the confidence, we go in with the swagger, we know we're the Green Bay Packers, we're the number one seed, and play mm-hmm. like it when they get to that point. Now, they've got to prove it this year to do that, mm-hmm. but when they get to that point, is that going to help them going into the playoffs this year, hopefully?
You know, the thing about that is, I think sometimes as players, we confuse ourselves, and that's when the therapy needs to come in. Because I would go and talk to our therapists and sports psychologists when we won games, not just when you lose. Because you got to know how to be measured and what's the ultimate goal. Because you would think, for the most part, Matt LaFleur has been 39-10 in 3 years. That's phenomenal. I mean, that's unbelievable. And then you get to the postseason, it's just the Kyle Shanahans and the McVay, they figure out ways to get to the Super Bowl. So my thing would be, it starts tomorrow on how do you understand that these coaches see these players every day. So I have to yield and say, hey, man, I'm going to trust a coach. If that's the best five you got out there, I'm going to trust that. The media, they send clips and they see things, and fans see a little bit, and everybody can have their opinion, which is fine. But these coaches, man, these guys put in 17-hour days. I'm not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So when a coach came in to a meeting, told me and said, this is what we're going to do. Okay, fine. I'm going to make that work. And then within that plan, it can be some adjustments. But if you protect Aaron Rodgers with anybody, he's going to be deadly. But in preseason games, they run the ball probably 60% of the time because most teams won't just get it over with. So they're going to run the ball. If you can't stop the run, you're going to be in trouble. Because to be honest, Matt LaFleur probably should have been in 3 straight Super Bowls.
Oh, without a doubt.
I mean, if you stop the run in San Francisco, you're going to the Super Bowl. Yep. Could stop the run. They put up 300 and something. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo just handed it. He was like a JV quarterback. Man, I'm just handing the ball off, throw it when I get ready. So those are the kind of things you work on now. But I think now they understand that. And to your point, but the podcast, and I didn't hear it, but that would make me think like the players are probably thinking something you're missing. But you had everything. You had the number one receiver. You had the number one left tackle, but he got banged up. You had one of the top guards. You had a all-pro, who's my favorite player, 59 in the middle. You had all these at the top corner, Jair, but he was hurt, but he did come back. You've had everything. You checked all the boxes. The problem is the player's probably thinking something is missing.
Well, and I'll use this analogy, and I got the clip. We'll play that coming out in the next segment, mm-hmm. and I want to hear if you agree with this. There's nothing better than using other sports as analogies to break it all down, right, Leroy?
Let's
use golf, for example.
Okay, now, you want to live a PGA? Which one?
We're talking Tiger Woods.
Okay,
right?
So PGA.
So
okay,
Tiger
okay.
Woods was at the top of his game, right?
Yeah.
That didn't mean he stopped practicing. That didn't mean he still didn't strive to get better.
Yeah.
But when did he
yeah.
do that? He did that on the range. He mm-hmm. did that during practice sessions. Mm-hmm. And when he got on the course, he yeah. was confident as could be. He knew he was still the best golfer.
Right.
Didn't mean that he wasn't trying to get better. Didn't mean he wasn't looking for holes in his game trying to get better, but when he got on the course, he knew he was the best. I think what happened with the Packers, maybe, and to Tanya's point, is they got out on the practice field and said, man, that's a problem there. Doesn't mean that when they get out on the football field, they can't still be the best football team, but then that mm-hmm. doubt crept into the football field, and that you can't have that. You got to commit to when you're on the field, when you're on the course, in the case of Tiger Woods, you're that dude. I'm ready to go. I'm not working on all this stuff. I'm doing what I know is best. And I think that crept into that doubt of maybe something they saw in practice or something they're trying to work on, and crept onto the football field, and you saw what happened with the last couple of years. So hopefully they can fix that.
I'm going to stick through the break. I want to hear this.
All right, we'll stick around. We'll see if Leroy sticks around. We'll test that out. More of the Bundy's Big Show comes up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Big Show, Toby Altizer, Leroy Butler, Adam Roberts here in the Lakeland University Studios.
I talked to John Madonna about this bumper music.
Well, at least it's not the heavy metal one. I'm not a big fan of those.
Because if I'm a delivery guy, I want to hear more than that.
I'll just play some Packer songs the entire time. How about that?
If you're not a fan of Weezer, something's wrong.
Oh, my God.
That blue album is mint. That blue album is mint.
Well, yeah, there you go. I mean, there's Adam's niche right there.
Surflex America.
He can help us out with what's going on.
My name is Jonas.
Let me tell you, do you know at least all these bumpers probably by now? You know who all the bands and songs are?
Mm-hmm.
See, there you go. There's your expert right there, Adam
Roberts. That's the reason why we should dump it. Yeah, come on.
Rude with a capital R.
If Adam likes it, we don't want it as a bumper.
Facts.
Well, I liked the old bumper music too. How do you feel about that?
Oh, child, please.
Check out the Wendy's app and Wendy's Rewards. For me, the only thing better than eating Wendy's is earning more Wendy's while you eat. Check out Wendy's Rewards. The entire menu's up for grabs. Whatever food you order directly through the app, the website, or at the restaurant counts for points. Every dollar you spend, you'll earn 10 points. You can place your order for pickup or delivery with the Wendy's app or on the website. It's all you got to do. Mobile and website orders will automatically add your rewards points. The best, and it's so easy. Check out the Wendy's app and Wendy's Rewards. We'll get that Robert Tonyan clip for you. We'll play it at some point, but naughty words in there. I didn't want to have to use that dump button already.
Yeah, we already joked about it. Yeah, we already joked about it.
FCC. Didn't need to be using that thing, yeah. So, what are your expectations for the offensive line this year without Bakhtiari and Jenkins for at least the first couple of games? I'm not sure when Bakhtiari gets back out on the field. So, just looking at it right now, this is what they got on that initial depth chart we took a look at the other day. Yosh Nijman is going to play left tackle, John Runyon at left guard, Josh Myers center, Jake Hansen at right guard, and right tackle Royce Newman. Now, Ryan Wood tweets out that the other day, that's how it lined up, with Newman at tackle and Hansen at right guard. But he also said that they looked at a look with the ones for a little bit with Zach Tom at right tackle and Newman kicked back in to guard. So is there a preference you'd have on that?
Listen. Newman's a guard.
That's what I'm saying.
Me. I mean, but I agree on that. We're in the studio. But I'm just saying, he struggled at times, but for the most part, he was really developing. You have to feel good about, if you're Goody, feel good about, you got, Runyon has really been on the fast track. He's almost like you've taken everything off of, he's a vet now.
Yeah.
And when Jenkins get back later in the year, if you can keep developing him as a guard, those are your two guards. That's probably why they kicked Newman out to tackle sooner or later. But as you pointed out, which was amazing, I didn't even think about it, Mercedes Lewis starting a tight end, that means he'll be next to who they think needs to help.
Yeah.
So they may put him next to Newman. But these coaches, man, these guys, because you got to recommend your top five. Say, we think we should do this. This is how we should do it. But this is what preseason is for. And to be honest with you, Kyle Shanahan and his guy, they don't blitz a lot. They just rush four. And they just play coverage. I mean, I have a lot of respect. Their middle linebacker is not better than mine. But Fred Warner,
yeah,
he's one of the top three linebackers. I'm saying
no doubt.
Brains-wise. He's got smart, man. Now, 59 is, you know, platinum. But they got a linebacker that if they just rush four, they feel good about stopping any run and pass. But the problem is they got a lot of pressure with Bosa and Armstead and those guys. And they were able to get pressure with four and sack Aaron Rodgers five times. Now, who they're going to put in front of Jordan Love on Friday and just tell Jordan Love, hey, we're going to do a lot of play action to make sure the offensive line, so he don't have to sit back there and throw the ball 25 times in a preseason game. But he's going to have to throw it straight drop back, but it should be through play action. Okay? Play action to me always gave me heartburn because I got a guess now. Then I said, you know what? I'll just read my keys to Dick Geron. This is my defensive back coach. And so was Ed Donatell, who's the coordinator in Minnesota. The hard thing about a safety, you got to guess. And I would think Aaron Rodgers, okay, you weren't born, but Steve DeBerg was the platinum gold standard for play action. You never knew when he had the ball. If you're in your 50s and 60s, you know DeBerg. He would put the ball in the belly of the running back. And the guy's running, and he would pull it. This is way before riding the side stuff. He would pull it, and the post is wide open because the safety's flying up mm-hmm. there. Aaron Rodgers, top 10 of all time in ball handling. Like, you know, fakes and going through fakes. People don't watch it because they're watching, you know, Aaron Jones or A.J. Dillon running. But Aaron Rodgers is fantastic. That's why Jordy Nelson, like later in his career, he was one of the top play-action wide receivers.
Oh,
he had like 15 touchdowns, 1,500 yards, 100 catches.
Yeah, my cousin and I always used to joke that you knew what was happening. If Rodgers won the play-action, bootleg out to the right, you know Jordy's down there somewhere.
Jordy is already behind. He's made his second move to get behind the safety. And who I think Packer Hall of Famer this year, Greg Jennings, he was like that. Off of play action, you make a second move. If I'm Christian Watson, those are the films I'm watching. That helps the offensive line, Toby. That helps me because I don't have to sit back and do a pass blocking all the time. The linemen got to stop because if they keep running, the running back may run right past. I remember Warren Sapp, we had a conversation about that this weekend, about how do you stop play action, how hard it is if the quarterback can carry his fakes out. But if the quarterback is lackadaisical with the ball, he's not really carrying out his fakes, it's easy to kind of pick it up. Because I look at the lineman. If they're leaning, it's running. If they're back on their heels, it's pass. So what LaFleur has to do is understand the play in the playbook. We got to understand that every time we do a play, we got to have some kind of movement. You just can't come line up. If an offense came out of the huddle and never motion or shift, we got you. You've done. But defensive guys, I wouldn't say smart. I wouldn't do that. But we are so aggressive. But sometimes we aren't real smart because we just want to hit something.
Well, and that's part of LaFleur's offense is that pre-snap motion.
You got to have it. Mm-hmm. You got to have somebody, a jet sweep or something, because mm-hmm. a defensive back, if you make a linebacker think, okay, they just changed the strength. Every time a guy moves, the strength goes from strong to weak. Now I got to see if my brother on the other side, did he get the call? They won't get the call. Somebody's going to be wide open. So don't just come out of the huddle and just stop and take off. You do it a little bit, but if you look at the Rams, if you look at San Francisco, they got a lot of movement, man. You got to really think who got the ball. Next thing you know, you got a guy behind you. Behind the coverage, the offensive line, the guys who are the most athletic, that's what it seems like. Notch is pretty athletic, and so is Newman. The interior don't necessarily have to be. That can help with play pass rush.
Well, and I think that's going to be interesting, too, what they end up deciding on that right side. They're going to help him out as much as they can. I think Matt LaFleur is going to do as good a job as he possibly can. Aaron Rodgers is going to get the ball out quick. They're going to do as much as they can. But that decision on who they're going to put at tackle and guard on the right side is interesting to me. Because if you move Newman out to tackle, he's good at guard. I know that. Good, I know he's a good guard.
And he got experience at it as a rookie.
If I move him out to tackle, am I diminishing his value to the point that I'm making two weak spots on the right side as opposed to having at least a strong spot? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I
don't know if I want to do that. I might put Zach Tom out there and try it out at first. If necessary, and you got to put Newman at tackle, that's fine. But, I mean, that's what preseason's for here. You get to see these guys. And that's something that, you know, I pointed out with you and Gary the other day is they have plenty of guys that played tackle in college. Zach Tom played tackle in college. Mm-hmm. He also played center in college.
Oh, boy.
You got Sean Ryan. He played tackle in college, I think, through his entire career out there. So you've got guys that do that, but they project more on the inside. Whereas Newman's been a guard at the NFL level. Do I just try and maybe put one of these rookies at right tackle and try it out? And I think this is why it makes it so important to get Jenkins back as quickly as possible, man.
Yeah. Yeah, they were doing their paintball thing, and you saw Jenkins out there. You see guys out there when they do these organized team activities, which were phenomenal. We used to love doing it. We'll talk about that maybe in the third hour. About coaches, how they get team concept. But the one thing that Jordan Love can really learn from Aaron Rodgers is just go over there and ask him, how are you such a platinum hard count quarterback? That's a weapon. Big Dog hated it. Reggie White did not like, and neither did I, because I'm coming up blitzing, and Steve Young would get into his cadence. He'll get into this long. I said, oh, man, he knows I'm coming now. You can get us to jump. Because remember, I told you, we're aggressive. So with a pass rush, use your hard count. But you got to break the huddle quick enough to give you 10 seconds through it.
That's going
to
be something that's different, too, because he's also probably going to have to do a little more at the line of scrimmage, I would think, this year.
Yes, so even if it's dummy stuff, any kind of movement, defenses don't like that. They don't like it.
And Rodgers in the past has been one that gets up to the line of scrimmage and everyone's set with about 5.
Yeah.
I think they're going to have to change that.
See, he got to go through all of that, and he got to see when guys are – give me a call when they're changing. Substituting, I'm ready to go. Let's go. I'm going to throw it deep so I can get me 5 and get a free play. Jordan Love got to do all that. But Aaron Rodgers is a master, man. This guy catches 15 people out there all the time. Because if he keeps his same, formation out there, the same personnel, he'll tell everybody, listen, if they change, we going now. Because sometimes you get off the ground, you're just kind of thinking that, okay. No, I'm looking like we can keep our same formation, same everything, but I need who's ever out at wide receiver, I need you to take off. That was the MVS. Not so much Devontae. You need your fast guy to always be alert. I need you to be alert. Don't just come back to the huddle. I'm going to give you a call. Go line up, and we got – and get the referee out of the way because we didn't change. They ain't supposed to change. Mm-hmm. But if we change, we got to give them a chance to change. But we didn't change. They're changing. So the ref got to move. So before the game, LaFleur tell the ref, hey, man, listen, fire. When you hit fire, man, you got to move because we didn't substitute. They are substituting. We're trying to catch them. So the ref got it in his head now. Because the other coach would be like, hey, they got to give us – no, we don't, because we did not substitute.
Mm-hmm.
That goes into quarterback, and Aaron Jones could sometimes running backs because the quarterback's been talking to the head coach. Hey, we got to go. Defense is running. You get a guy, you got a free play, throw it deep. If it happens, it happens. It doesn't. All of that can help the lineman. The lineman got to get off the ground and get set when they hear that call. Just line up and get set and hold it. And then if they do, say they do get the guy off, I'm going to do a hard count. Or I'm going first down. Aaron Rodgers had these defenses confused. They don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Love got to do that. And that's what Tom Clemens kind of go through with him. But he can get it from Aaron Rodgers. Just go over there and just say, man, how you? And Aaron Rodgers will tell him in a conversation, this is how you do it. But they got to get your cadence. It's going to be different than mine. You got a different voice. You may want to think of a different animal. You know, sometimes you think of animals, colors, food, whatever. What's your favorite food? Okay, it's pasta. On defense, it's pasta. If somebody did like a bunch, we pasta. We knew what to do. If it was hurry up, And we need a color or a call that everybody knows so nobody would get caught slipping. And that's why we were the number one defense.
Want to know why it's so hard to play with Aaron Rodgers? Go back and listen to what you just said.
Yeah, man. Oh, he can make you a lot of money.
He can make you a lot of money. Yeah. He can also make it incredibly difficult if you don't know what's going on.
We're trying to win the Super Bowl, man. Let's get it. 12 know what he's doing, man. He's platinum.
We'll talk more about this. Man. Packers offensive line. We'll also hear what Robert Tonyan had to say the other day as well. More comes up with the Wendy's Big Show next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Black hole sun, won't you come? Wash away the rain. Black hole sun, won't you come? Won't you come? Stood a rain, cold and damp. Still the warm wind's tired friend. Times are gone for honest men. Sometimes far too long for snakes. In my shoes, walking sleep. In my
Wendy's Big Show, Toby Altizer, Leroy Butler, Adam Roberts here in the Lakeland University Studios talking with you guys about the Green Bay Packers. All right, now we got this clip censored for you.
Oh, you?
We got it.
Okay, let me ask you this real quick.
Yeah.
What grade were you when you could spell your last name? Like third grade, second grade?
Something like that, yeah. I mean, it's not too difficult.
I'll stop.
It's not Butler.
I didn't know it was a B in there. Is it a B in your name?
No, no.
Is it a C in your name?
No.
What's the game you play when Vanna White pulling up?
Oh, Wheel of Fortune?
Yeah, we're going to play Wheel of Fortune with your name, cuz. I'll wait till Gary get back, though.
I'd like to solve the puzzle, Leroy. A-L-T-I-Z-E-R.
He's looking a little confused.
Yeah.
All right, can I go and pick up my prizes now?
No.
All right, I'll take the Admiral's bobblehead here in the studio. I want the signed Gary picture over there.
Yeah, watch out. I'm gonna stick
oh, and give me the Admiral's bobblehead with the cheese head on top, because I like that, too.
There you go.
Man,
there you go.
Did you fix this cut?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's got it fixed
up. It's good.
Not, I'm calling Dovey right now and put you on the couch for 6 months.
All right, here's what Robert Tonyan had to say on Bussin' with the Boys.
Okay. On that team, we have a great locker room. We have great chemistry. You know, we've been to the NFC Championship 3 times. Like, what do we really need to break through that last wall to get to the Super Bowl? And I think it's just like the consistency of staying ourselves like for a longer period of time, because like we come out hot, we, you know, we win those close games, yada yada, and then we get like towards the end of the season and we're just like, man, this, like, but like we're a 13-3, 14-3 football team. Like, that's our identity. Like, we're a winning football program. Like, why do we get, like, down on ourselves, like, as, like, time progresses or, like, the weight of the season gets on us? Like, that's not us. So me, like, sitting back and, like, noticing that last year, like, when I was hurt, I stayed there the whole time. Like, rehabbed in Green Bay, did my surgery in Green Bay. I got to see that. And what was hard was, like, we stopped being ourselves later on in the season. So I think just, like, the consistency of being ourselves and like staying true to us for a longer period of time, I think that is where like is going to take the next step.
First thoughts on that, Leroy?
First of all, he's confusing me. Bobby, what you should have said had you talked to your Uncle Butler, I'm the difference why we hadn't been to a Super Bowl. me. Trying to get paid, man. All that we stuff is great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But it's only one guy in a helmet. So my thing is, when you're going on a podcast, and this is a guy who's a team guy. Me, I'm a team guy. But when you in your head, it's an individual sport. Say, if long as I'm in my brother's foxhole, I would never sleep. He can sleep. He can sleep, snore. I'm not. I got his back. So Had I been healthy, we in the Super Bowl. Facts. Check my numbers. When I'm out there, we win games, man. This is how if I'm him now.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to get him to understand that when Bobby's right, he's just like them guys in San Fran, his boys he be working out with when he's right. So he's correct about a lot of things, because sometimes you can get so arrogant, you get confused about what's your identity. That's basically what it said. We win all these games, but what's our identity? Are we a physical team? Are we a finesse team? We got the MVP. We got all these Pro Bowlers, all pros. But for some reason, when we get in January, something happens. It's me, 85. That would have threw the podcasters off and say, well, you know, let me a little step back. And so, you know, I was somebody back there typing.
Mm-hmm.
Man, look at this guy's stats, man. This guy's right. He's the missing piece. There is no another Robert Tonyan. I mean, I know we had Josiah DeGuara. That's my guy. It's only 185. And when I'm right, we going to the Super Bowl. Matter of fact, when I get back week 9, 10, 11, I ain't trying to break no news. But whenever I get back, we're a different offense. If the offense scores, we win.
Yeah.
It's just a fact. So, because if I'm a coach listening to that, it's kind of a head scratcher. Because he's around the team more because he's not playing, so he's talking to more of the guys. So you're thinking, now, how can I read this? How can I read that we're a different team? But I think it's refreshing for a fan to hear him say that, though. That
oh, for sure.
We're different because that's what the fans think.
Yeah. Well, and how do you combat that if you're the coach? If you're Matt LaFleur and you hear that, how do you combat that?
See, and that's the thing. That's why I would have interjected myself. I'm the reason why we're not going to the Super Bowl. See, that would have cleared that up.
Well, and then just looking at your own teams, did you ever have something you feel like that happened? Obviously, you were able to get over the hump and win a Super Bowl and been to two.
Mm-hmm.
What was the difference for you guys? How did you stay motivated when you felt like you're still the top team? You knew that you were at the top of your game.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a fight against yourselves? Like, how can we continue to get better? Was it looking around at the competition? How did you motivate yourself? Because I think that's another thing it sounds like, too, is they struggle with motivation at the end of the year, and in turn it leads to poor play going into the postseason, and then for whatever reason that doubt creeps in, and then they end up losing in the playoffs.
That's a great question, because this one, Mike Holmgren, the reason why I think he'll be in the Hall of Fame, he always did a lot of first on first in practice. We got away from the scout team stuff at the week 11, 12, one-on-one, ones-on-ones. Fridays? On Friday, it was like a game. It was red zone. Me against Brett Favre. Reggie White against Bruce Wilkerson. Or me against Chimura. It wasn't back. No, we're getting ready for the playoffs now. Ones against ones, twos against twos, threes against threes. But it was always competitive, because if you look over, if you're a left tackle, you look at across and you see Big Dog out there doing a practice, it'll motivate you. We used to do it in the locker room. Hey, man, what time is, because they used to have the script. What time is red zone? Hey, man, it's the second period. Hey, man, let's go. It's like a game. It's like a game. And we were scripted like a game. And Fritz Schirmer and Mike used to yell at each other. Hey, man, that's the defensive coordinator and the head coach, because coach called the plays. It's like a game within the game. Ones against ones. So it would be Aaron Rodgers against Amos. It would be, you know, like your top receivers against Jair, not the backups. It was ones against ones. Now your competitive spirit, if you need that, I stay competitive. That's why I like Steph Curry. He say, stay petty so you don't have to get petty. That's the best. I mean, that's platinum.
Well, and I think what you're trying to say here, too, is once you get to that point, week 10, week 11,
you flip
about,
it. You
it's not about it. Development anymore.
No, you're ready to go. You're ready to go.
It's go time. You found out who your guys are.
Yes.
And now it's time to go. We'll worry about developing these guys in the offseason.
Yes.
We're trying to win a Super Bowl now. Now it's the common goal. Let's get each other better and let's stay motivated, stay hungry to try and win this thing.
You don't think Alan Lazard, after week 11, when they get to practice, he got to go against 23 every day?
Well, and you know
yes, what? Yes, that's how we kept it like that.
We got to hit a break here in just a second, but this is what I like to see at training camp the other day. And Matt Schneidman wrote an article about this in The Athletic.
Mm-hmm.
Romeo Doubs been having himself a great camp.
Mm-hmm.
23 looked over there and said, let me humble you a little bit, young fella. He went over there and had himself a day. But that's the kind of stuff that you like to see. And that's what you want to see late in the year is, let me show you a little thing or two. Let's have this friendly competition. So when we get out there on the real field, when we're going up against someone in week 11, week 12, we get into that divisional round, we get into the conference championship, it's go time now. I've been going up against Jair Alexander in practice. This dude on the other side, he's not Jair. I can beat this dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's what you brought up, that I think maybe that's something that they got to work on. Get that competitiveness. Get that fire going into the playoffs. Don't get down on yourselves. You're still a 13-win football team. You're pretty stinking good. So don't get down on yourself going into it. Have that confidence, have that energy, have that hunger going into the playoffs, and hopefully it results in a different result than what we've had the last couple of years for the Packers.
Exactly.
Toby Altizer, Leroy Butler, and Adam Roberts
Which
here on
I
the Wendy's
spell,
Big Show. You mean to spell it for you? Altizer.
Oh, you missed three letters.
I already did that for you.
Go to break. Go to break, man. You missed three letters. I'm calling your mom.
More of the Wendy's Big Show comes up next.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Into a crisis of times when I'm lying in bed just to get it all out what's in my head. And I am feeling a little peculiar. And so I wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath.
Wendy's Big Show, Toby Altizer, Leroy Butler, and Adam Roberts here in the Lakeland University studios talking with you guys about the offensive line for the Green Bay Packers. What are your expectations for this O-line without David Bakhtiari and Elgton Jenkins? 855-830-8648. You want to give us a call on the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line. Start your deal today at vanhornauto.com or you can tweet us at Big Show Network. I want to tell you about Wendy's and their hot and crispy fries. Wendy's knows everyone hates cold and soggy fries. That's why Wendy's serves them up hot and crispy all day, every day. Natural cut, skin on potatoes, fried to golden perfection, and perfectly sprinkled with sea salt, just the way they should be. Plus, Wendy's fries aren't like other fries. They're not hot 1 second, then cold the next. They're served up hot and crispy every single time, standing up to any dip you throw at them. So grab your favorite sauce or a Frosty. If you're into that sort of thing and taste the difference that Hot and Crispy can make, head to Wendy's today and get your Hot and Crispy fries at participating Wendy's.
They beat another company 2-1 in the survey, blind survey.
Yeah, and we won't mention that other company. Yeah, we just won't do that. Yeah.
2-1, cuz.
I tell you what, their fries are awesome. Fire. They are great. And you know what? I tried them with the chocolate Frosty. That's obviously the classic. They're good with a strawberry Frosty, too. It's good either way. I'm telling you. Good every time. Right, GE?
I ain't dipping mine no more since everybody just done took that when we did it. So I do something else.
Let's get in a quick phone call here. You got about 30 seconds or so. Let's get out to Trav and Brown Deer. Trav, what's going on, man?
Trav, what's up, brother?
How's it going, Leroy? That was great. I mean, Saturday, you know, I told the wife, we got to be home at 11 o'clock. Your speech was great. I think I watched it like 6 times in a row. She's like, can you get enough? I was like, no. So we took a break, and then, you know, I get up the same time on Sunday. I watch it like, man, that was great. As a matter of fact, I'm going to write Mark Murphy because Gilbert's got it right. That, I know what you did for Nick Collins, but that 36 should be done, should be off the table right now, unless for sale with your name on it and stuff. But anyway, I know we're talking
real
about.
Real quick, we got 5 seconds here, Trav. Appreciate it, man.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Trav.
We'll continue talking about coaching philosophies. We'll get into that next here on the Wendy's Big Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.